Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on this beautiful Tuesday, 46 degrees here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer, along with
the stunt double, Trent Ferris, for Lucas McFadden.
I'm sure Lucas is just loving that.
I hope.
Is loving it. Loving it. We call Trent, along with being the public information officer for the sheriff's office right here in York County, he's our celebrity co-host.
Celebrity. That's high praise.
Yeah. And you can see him on Comporium Channel 103. You know, one of the things that I love most about this microphone and being here at OTS Media is the opportunity to highlight local opportunities to really help our community shine even brighter, and also being able to speak to those who are involved in things that ordinarily you might not even be aware of, but are just amazing heroes right here with us this morning. And of course, I'm talking about Beth Matthews and Jamie Burdett from First Baptist Church. We're going to be talking about an event called Hope for the Journey Conference. So let's begin with you, Beth. What is this conference all about? What is it, and what is it designed to do?
This conference is offered by Show Hope. It is being co-sponsored by two local organizations, Least of These Carolinas and Defend the Fatherless, which are both charitable organizations in our communities that help offer support for foster and adoptive families. One of the biggest goals of the conference is to support these families that support these children. Most of these children come from hard places. Food is not a guarantee. Safety is not a guarantee. A lot of them grow up and endure situations and abuse and trauma that we cannot even imagine. It is not third world. It is not out there. It is here in our community. And this conference really aims to equip the families that care for these children. So that's the goal, and it's a wonderful thing.
And you are a foster mama? And an adoptive mother?
I am, yes. We have had six children in our household since 2018. We have adopted our fourth foster child. He is special needs. He was abused at 4 months old. He was shaken. He has seizures daily. But he is just the light of our life. Like, he is just everything. And I think if he was not in our life, just things would not be the same. Like, how could we have life without Noah? I mean, he's just everything.
I love that.
So
how important is it to have an opportunity like this conference to gather with other parents and just talk about the joy and some of the challenges that come along with this huge commitment of your life for these children?
It's invaluable because these people are in your corner. This is your community. This is your core, and there's times where you need some respite, you need a breather, and you can call one of these other foster parents and say, hey, is there any way you can take so-and-so for the weekend? I just need a minute, or whatever. Or even if you have situations, we know caseworkers, court dates, guardian ad litems, and it's so, although it's confidential, it's nice to be able to say, hey, have you ever been through this before? I mean, I'm not going into detail, but have you ever dealt with dot, 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 and you have those people that can be in your corner and kind of advise you. Like I said, these kids deal with a lot of trauma. And one of the goals of the conference is equipping parents to be able to connect to these children and kind of correct some of these behaviors that they have adopted because of the trauma. So if you're dealing with difficult circumstances with these kids, like, okay, I'm really struggling with, okay, food hoarding. Like, how did you get past that? Or, you know, we're having really big trust issues on this front, because there's definitely a honeymoon period. I mean, these kids come in, they're on their best behavior. You're kind of loving on them. And then 2 weeks later, everything gets real because all of a sudden they're missing mama or they're missing daddy, and this doesn't smell like home and this doesn't look like home, and there's different expectations. And it's wonderful to have other people in your corner.
Wow, you just described that so well. Now, we've got Jamie over there. You are a pastor at Jamie Burdett of Rock Hill First Baptist Church. I'm from Fort Mill, so it was like Fort Mill was coming out of my mouth, even though it wasn't supposed to. So, but you are also managing the logistical aspect of this conference, which there's always more than meets the eye. You know, those that attend just get to come in and enjoy the party, but you make sure that the party runs smoothly. Tell us about some of the parts that you've been working on.
Well, the great thing is I have a great leadership team. We have seven women who are serving on the team. All of them are connected somehow, some way to fostering and adoption. So they have a lot of connections. So I have turned the leadership team over to one of the members of the church, Kathy Ife, who has kind of coordinated things like door prizes, things like the meals. We'll have Chick-fil-A for lunch that day. We're having different organizations that will come in, and they'll have tables set up for people who are interested in learning more about adoption, more about fostering. If you come and you just go, I don't know what this is, but I'd like to learn more about it, you'll be equipped through the videos, the virtual conference that we'll be watching, but you'll also have a chance to have some one-on-one questions with organizations, as well as people like Beth, who will be there as a part of the leadership team, who will be available to answer questions that that people ask. Fortunately, I get to talk to our buildings guy, make sure all the tables are set up, make sure the chairs are set up, make sure the video works, and everything else. I just kind of let the ladies who are doing a lot of the planning take care of stuff and let me know if I can help them in any way.
Oh, you are a wise man, let me tell you. That's awesome. Now, when is the conference?
The conference is Saturday, April 17th. The doors will open at 7:45. And it'll go to about 5:30. It is at First Baptist Church on Hood Center Drive, which is right there across from Manchester Soccer Fields on Dave Lyle. Cost is $5. That includes a workbook that you'll use for the conference. It includes a Chick-fil-A box lunch. Again, door prizes that we'll be handing out. And just the ability to connect and meet with some other folks.
So do you... in terms of this conference, is it the first time that you've hosted one?
This is the first time we have actually hosted this. We were actually looking into it last year. Obviously everything.
And then last year happened.
Then 2020 happened. And so we were able to host it this year for the first time.
Do you expect people that are just maybe thinking about this, considering this? I mean, who all do you feel this conference would reach?
Well, let me just say from a... church standpoint, who we really hope to reach churches who are also looking to be equipped to work with families mm-hmm. like this, in addition to the families who are interested in fostering and adopting, who are fostering and adopting.
And really, if you think about it, everybody knows somebody who's adopted. Everybody knows. Yeah. Well, possibly not everybody knows a foster child, but you don't even know somebody that, as they have grown up, that they were in foster care for a brief period of time. So our hope as a leadership team for this conference is that it won't just extend to adoptive and foster parents, but that there will be pastors that attend, that there will be teachers that attend, nursery workers that deal with these children, anybody in the schools, caseworkers, counselors. If you are in touch with a child, these are amazing techniques to learn how to deal with trauma. And you don't know what anybody has ever been through. And these techniques can even help you into adulthood to deal with people and say, okay, let me step back, look at the situation. What are some principles that I learned from that conference back in 2021, you know?
Well, with that workbook, you've always got a reference.
Absolutely. So we're really hoping that this takes on a broader audience, and that we hope that after the conference it will continue, that we can help support these families and help support people that say, hey, I kind of want to learn more. Hey, I'd really like to foster now. I think, is there an area I could maybe do that in? And so we're really excited about it and to see what the Lord will do.
And so it's good for families who've always thought, I want to adopt, I want to foster, I want to adopt. But then, you know, it's good for them to get in there and say, okay, this is from A to B, A to Z. This is how you do it before you just jump in feet first.
Absolutely.
It's good to get all the information that you need.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you have family members or good friends who have adopted, and if you see their child acting a certain way or whatever, and you're like, Holly, I don't even understand what that's all about, come, let us teach you. Mm-hmm. That way you can understand and have that compassion and maybe some techniques to be able to kind of intervene and help that parent along, because it's a community.
You
need a village to raise children, for sure.
You're absolutely right. I tell you, when you understand maybe a little bit of the backstory, it gives you a perspective to manage a situation in a productive and positive way instead of just assuming. Mm-hmm. And too often we do assume, where do we need to go? Do we need to register ahead of time? Okay, where do we go?
So you can register at the fbcrockhill.org website. You can also text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, to 803-310-4455, and you can register via text.
Fantastic. All righty. Beth Matthews and, of course, Jamie Burdett, thank you for being with us this morning. It is the HOPE. What is it? It is the HOPE for the Journey conference happening April 17th. All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.